Time now for our continuing feature called Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Joining me on the phone this morning is Darren Prescott of the Lower Sioux Indian Community from Tropical Morton, Minnesota. And he's the CEO of the Lower Sioux Healthcare Center. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Good morning. I've never heard tropical be used to describe us, but that's great.
Well, you listen to all of the current temperatures up here in the Northland. So, I bet you're feeling a little bit tropical right now.
It is warm, yes.
Darren, tell us a little bit about this new tribal clinic. It opened about a year ago in March of 2016. Let's talk a little bit about what some of the factors on the reservation drove the creation of the new clinic.
Sure. Well, Lower Sioux Indian Community, we're located in southwest Minnesota. We have about 900 tribal members living within the reservation or community and within our service area, which is our 10-mile radius. So some of the factors that drove the pursuit of Lower Sioux Healthcare Center, our tribal council actually had looked at this option probably about four times in the last 20 years. I am a tribal member as well and a nurse by training, so I was always listening into those conversations where I could. So what brought it about were several things. First of all, the Affordable Care Act, as we know it, really calls for culturally aware and culturally competent healthcare providers. So up until the last year or so, our healthcare for Lower Sioux members had been pretty fragmented. I'm not saying we had bad healthcare in the area. We do have very good, in fact. However, with it being fragmented or individuals going to multiple different providers, we really had no connection to our community health department, which has been in existence since 1976. And we really had no data or a way to focus on healthcare issues that were most prevalent to us at Lower Sioux. Another concern was costs. As a small tribe, we are self-insured, and we continue to be challenged by the rising costs of healthcare. As we look at the costs going up, we realized that we maybe needed to look at a corporate approach and look at having our own clinic, which could actually provide care for about 80% of what we would normally see through contract health service, or excuse me, purchase and referred care through Indian Health Service. So a lot of that, the family practice, primary care is done here in our own clinic.
What were some of the, you mentioned that because of this fragmentation, you weren't able to really kind of home in on what some of the concerns were of your tribal people there on the reservation. Did you discover that there were some differences between your tribal community and perhaps the community at large?
Yes, actually, there was a qualitative research project we did before the clinic in 2013 and 14, and that project really looked at what Lower Sioux tribal members wanted and needed in a tribal clinic. So of that, the two themes that came out were frustration and hope. Frustration with cultural competence and cultural awareness in healthcare. And then the hope piece came about from discussions around access to care that is culturally competent, but also some other things that came up were the tribe's interest in having career opportunities, whether it be entry level or licensure or degree programs. They really saw an opportunity beyond Indian gaming at our casino for employment for our members. And our clinic, we do employ over 50% tribal members within our clinic, so we're very proud of that and look for opportunities for students.
That's fantastic. So now the clinic's been up and running, or the health center, rather, has been up and running for about a year. Tell us what sorts of changes you're seeing, what kind of an impact it's had.
So in a year's time, and actually 3 days from now, the 23rd is our anniversary, so we're going to have a little celebration that afternoon. Some of the impact we're seeing is individuals that had not been consistently accessing health care now are accessing more often. They're developing rapport, relationship with providers. We have a great physician and nurse practitioner staff. There's also been it's anecdotal research done, but it really showed a high correlation between nurse practitioners and American Indian patients. And one can surmise that if you have that positive relationship, you're going to be more likely to be compliant, follow directions, and hopefully overall we would see a decrease in health disparities, such as some of our chronic illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, cancers, those type of diseases.
Well, we all know the and I'm thinking of curmudgeonly Scandinavian relatives, I guess, for myself. But we all know the people that just don't trust doctors and they think they know better. And when you do have a healthcare provider that you can connect with and that you can build trust with, yeah, they say, hey, you need to, you know, cut back on the red meat or you can't put butter or cream on everything. And then they go, well, okay, maybe I'll give it a whirl and see what happens.
Yeah, and our providers also are receptive to individuals that also have a spiritual leader or utilize traditional medicine in their healing process. They're very receptive to that as well, and certainly willing to work with meet the patient on their level, I would say.
And so there's not going to be any kind of there isn't going to be any kind of pushback from your medical providers the way there might be in quote unquote Western medicine.
Typically not. I mean, they will want to understand what is being used or accessed for additional care. And that's mainly because, some of the herbal supplements, those type of things, could have impact to other medications, and they just want to be aware of that. Certainly, the patient is the driver of the health care, though. So.
But there's not going to be the eye-rolling with, you want to what, that you might find outside of the tribal community.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I worked in the private sector for most of my career, and yeah, you do see a lot of that because it's not traditionally taught in Western medicine. So, our providers, both the physicians and nurse practitioners, are very eager to learn about what works for individuals and, again, meet them on their level.
Well, Darren, it sounds like it's been a really great success so far. I realize that no decisions have been made at this point, and it's a time of uncertainty. But what is the uncertainty about what happens to the Affordable Care Act? What is that? What kind of ripples are you feeling and observing now in the Tribal Health Care Center?
Mm-hmm. At this point, we haven't seen anything trickle down to this level. What we have seen is more of the public health arena, some positions being held and, indefinitely not filled, such as area epidemiology, epidemiologists, and some other leadership positions that were open that they're just not filling at this time. As far as the Affordable Care Act and payer source, that sort of thing, we, as a tribe, we are self-insured, and, certainly we're seeing an increase in our rates like everybody else. However, I think we are seeing, the good news is our data does show that in a year's time our costs are down, so that is very positive, and we're hoping to capitalize on that. As a tribal clinic, one of the differences with us and Indian Health Service clinics is that we also are open to the public. So we really, first-tier priority is our community. The second tier is our employees of our casino, golf course, and other operations. And then we are also open to the public. So we do, being in a rural area, we do have some patients that are non-members that choose to use our facility as well. So we're quite proud of that.
Boy, I should certainly say so. Darren, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and have a great day.
You too. Enjoy Tropical Morton today, Darren.
Okay. Thank you.
Darren Prescott is the CEO of the Lower Sioux Healthcare Center, and he joined us this morning as a guest on our feature, Journey to Wellness in Indian Country.